Dear viewers of Madni channel, it is stated in Sahih Bukhari that the greatest and noblest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, one who performs qiyam, that is offers salah with faith and sincerity in Lailatul Qadr, will be forgiven for his previous minor sins. Subhanallah azza wa jal. We must not spend this sacred night in heedlessness. Whoever worships in this night is rewarded more than the worship of 1,000 months, which implies more than 83 years and 4 months. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Only Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam know how much more. Sayyiduna Jibreel Alayhi Salam and other angels descend at this night and shake hands with the worshippers. Each and every moment of this blessed night is full of peace that remains till dawn, Subh-e Sadiq. It is a huge grace of Allah Almighty that He Azza wa Jal has granted this glorious night only to His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and His Ummah for His sake. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Although there is a difference of opinion amongst pious predecessors, Quranic commentators and Muhaddiseen about the exact date of Laylatul Qadr, most of them hold the opinion that Laylatul Qadr is in the 27th night of Ramadan every year. Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu also holds the opinion that the 27th night of Ramadan is Laylatul Qadr. Dear Islamic brothers, by the grace of Allah Almighty, Dawat-e-Islami holds Sunnah-inspiring ijtamaat at many places around the world on the occasion of Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, one great ijtima is held at Faizan-e-Madina, Karachi. This ijtima includes Salatul Tasbih, a Sunnah-inspiring speech, Madani Muzakra and heartfelt dua. All Islamic brothers are invited to attend it. Islamic sisters and those in other countries should gain these blessings by watching Madani channel, which will broadcast this ijtima live according to Pakistan standard time and Islamic date. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.